This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper in Des Moines, Iowa.
Thank you. We love you all.
A big night for Donald Trump, who won the Iowa caucus. It was thanks to strong support from white evangelicals and very conservative voters, voters he addressed late last night.
I really think this is time now for everybody, our country, to come together. We want to come together.
Then it was the battle for second place, as for much of the night, Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley were neck and neck, but DeSantis wound up coming in second.
People want to have hope for this country's future. And that's what we represent. We represent a chance to reverse the madness that we've seen in this country.
Next up, the New Hampshire primary, 1 week from today. I'm Matt Piper in Des Moines. Now with more CBS News, here's Deborah Rodriguez.
After getting just 8% of GOP support in Iowa, Vivek Ramaswamy dropped out and endorsed Mr. Trump. CBS's Jennifer DePinto.
Donald Trump won the Iowa caucuses with strong support from a number of groups that he lost in 2016. This includes white evangelical and very conservative voters. In 2016, Donald Trump received 21% of very conservative voters, and the Iowa caucuses this year, 60%.
A blast of Arctic air has about a third of the country in a deep freeze. It comes on top of storm warnings and advisories. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
In the midsection of the country, the snow is done in the Tennessee River Valley and the Mid-South, but the bitter cold is not. So we will be breaking records as far south as Alabama. In fact, in a place like Muscle Shoals, which is in northern Alabama, you're actually going to get down to a low of 3 degrees today.
More than 1,700 flights in the U.S. are canceled or delayed, most because of weather. A New York man accused in a string of murders is expected to face more charges. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Suspected serial killer Rex Huerman is scheduled to be in court Tuesday morning to face new charges in connection with the death of another woman, Maureen Brainerd Barnes. The 60-year-old is already charged with the murders of three women, all found near Gilgo Beach on the south shore of Long Island in 2010.
Uber is ditching Drizly. It acquired the alcohol delivery app for more than $1 billion during the pandemic when we were all stuck at home. The Bills are celebrating.
Right down the middle, they go for it. They got it! With Kincaid this time, the recipient of the Josh Allen touchdown.
They beat the Steelers 31-17 in the NFL playoffs a day after a winter storm dumped more than 2 feet of snow in Buffalo. The Bucks defeated the Eagles 32-9. S&P futures down 27. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tens of thousands of people in Wisconsin have had to endure the coldest weather of the winter so far without power to heat their homes and businesses. Most of the outages are in southeast Wisconsin, where We Energy says it expects to have all the power back on by midday Tuesday. Arctic air is forecasted to keep highs in the single digits through Tuesday. A bipartisan bill would decriminalize having up to 14 grams of marijuana. Under the bill, anyone with less than 14 grams would not face criminal charges, but would have to pay a $100 fine. It would also lower the penalties for being caught a second time. Several Wisconsin cities have already decriminalized possessing small amounts of marijuana. Assembly Republicans introduced a bill to legalize medical marijuana last week. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Marquette with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, Marquette got a much-needed victory over Villanova, 87-74. The Golden Eagles had lost three of their last five games. Head coach Shaka Smart.
There had to be some doubt, and I thought the guys did a great job of overcoming that.
Smart says they had a special guest speaker before the game, former Marquette and NBA star Dwayne Wade.
D. Wade gave the pregame talk, and he said, you guys have to win today. I thought our guys did play with a level of desperation and commitment to what goes into winning. Even as Villanova was raining threes, in the first half.
NFL, it's the Packers against the 49ers Saturday night. Matt LaFleur on that throw from Jordan Love to Dontavian Wicks in their win over the Dallas Cowboys.
You know, that cover zero play that he ripped that post to Wicks, I mean, that was one of those plays that just, you could sit there and watch that all day long.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is brutally cold out there this morning. We have a wind chill advisory in effect today through tonight. The wind chill hovering between minus 25 and minus 30 here for a good chunk of the day. Windy, partly to mostly cloudy, 2 above for an actual high today. 1 below tonight, some light snow, 14 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 4 below zero.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Alaska Airlines is still trying to figure out what went wrong after the door blew out on one of their recent flights. And it's out there now giving every passenger who was on the plane a full refund and $1,500. Yeah, they're like, yeah, go get yourself some nice therapy for yourself. Talk to someone. Yeah. $1,500. Alaska Airlines was like, $1,500 may not sound like much, but that's what we pay for the plane. So it's... Speaking of airlines, a United flight from Florida had to make an emergency landing after an open door indicator light turned on. Meanwhile, on Spirit, indicator lights are how they illuminate the cabin. It's never good when the in-flight entertainment is your life flashing before your eyes. Well, I heard about a 92-year-old woman in Utah who has been named the world's oldest water skier. She either broke the record or there's a boat out there just dragging an old woman. I'll check on that and come back.
And it's 6:08 at WRJN Radio. It's cold, but it's warmer than it was yesterday. When I came into the building yesterday, it was minus 11. It's only minus 5 now. And you can feel the difference. Plus, I got a heavier coat on. My wife got me this beautiful coat from Land's End. It's beautiful. Except I thought I was allergic to it. Turns out I wasn't. So I didn't use it. But this morning, I put it on. Ah, wrapped in a cloak of wonderfulness. Plus the hood. The only problem is the hood comes over my face. But yeah, it was warm wearing that coat this morning. I loved it. I thank my lovely bride for doing that for me. So we got sunny and cold weather today with a high near minus 3. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows around minus 1. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 15. Getting better. And get this. By next Tuesday, a week from today, 38 degrees. By a week from this Wednesday, 40. And 40 a week from this Thursday. See? And there's hope for you in the future. We're not here to harm you. Just get you hope for a future. You'll never be denied. Everlasting. this morning at 7:06. You're going to love it. Carol Gianforte and Jim Messier are going to be here. We're talking about winters in Wisconsin back in the 50s and the 60s. This should be a lot of fun. I love when they come in and talk to us. So that's coming up this morning.
Open up your eyes, then you'll realize, here I stand with my everlasting love. Need you by my side, wanna be your bride. You'll never be denied, everlasting love.
It's 6:10 at WRJN Radio. Tonight, the Badgers at Penn State, 7 p.m. on WRJN Radio. And of course, when the Packers play, but they play next Saturday in San Francisco, we will have the game here live on WRJN Radio, home of the Packers, the Badgers, the Bucks, and this year we start with the Brewers and high school football. Hometown Radio Refresh, WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. God's covered, folks. That's what we do here. Hey, if you made it through yesterday, congratulations. You know what yesterday was? Yesterday was Blue Monday, supposedly the most depressing day of the year. A travel company came up with a formula in 2005 and claimed it's always the third Monday in January. It's not really backed by science. Now, to get undepressed, if that's even a word, science says get some exercise, get some sun if possible, do something fun with people you like, eat some chocolate, specifically 85% dark chocolate, and that should do the trick. It's in a better mood. So yesterday was the most depressing day, so it gets better from here? Is that? It wasn't that depressing for me yesterday. I made a resolution that I was going to see every doctor known to mankind in 2024. It started in November with a complete physical. Then I got a dermatologist, went to him. Yesterday I went to a podiatrist, and I'm working way up today. I got a cardiologist. I've got, let's see, who else? the ear, nose, and throat person coming up. Nothing wrong with me. I just need to... I just want to do some checking, and I really don't do that a lot. Then we got the optometrist, the dentist, and I think that's it. I think there are any more doctors. We might top it off with a colonoscopy this summer. That's the cherry on top. I don't know yet. I just wanted to get myself in shape in 2024 and check everything out. So that's what we're doing, doctor by doctor. So I went to the podiatrist yesterday, and I said to him, I'm checking myself up from head to toe. That's where you come in. Toes, let's check them out. And then we're working our way up. So, get myself in shape this year. So that's my resolution. And I'm sticking to it because, you go to the doctor, it takes about 10 minutes, and you wait for an hour and a half in the lobby, and then 10 minutes, and you're done. Federal government's ordering state... And by the way, a quick thank you to Kurt Bowman yesterday for coming in here for our WRJN historical marker number 2, Kurt Bowman. I had a great time talking to him. He's also a great friend. And so that's great. We're going to have everybody we can get our fingers on who used to work here over the past 97 years. It's still around. And talk to them over this year. And make them available for you to hear. That's podcast if you want to hear yesterday's... broadcast, you can go to WRJN.com. On the pull-down menu, hit shows and go to Don Rosen. Or you can just go to civicmedia.us, and hit podcast, and you'll see it right there. Federal government ordering states to stop putting up those funny messages on highway signs like, tailgating is for football, not highways. They claim they're too distracting and can cause accidents. I think they're funny, but they're right. They are distracting. Many people are seeing their first significant snowfall in a long time, and they may have forgotten how to deal with it. Case in point, police in Nebraska had to tell a local citizen, I can't believe they had to tell this guy this, not to clear the snow by pouring gasoline on it and lighting it on fire. No one got hurt. Not too bright, though. A poll asked people, if you woke up, this is really interesting. If you woke up in the year 1924, what would be your top priority? Now, we're talking 1924. Most people said they would either be focused on getting back to 2024 or try to use their knowledge of the future to get rich. If I can't get back, I want money. People also said they try to find and meet their ancestors. Oh, I would love to do that. And some said it would be fine staying in 1924. They would get a job and start a new life. Yeah, 3 days into 1924, you'd be looking for that DeLorean to get back to the future. Trust me. When I had the gentleman in from the Firehouse Museum and the Racine Bells last week, and we were talking about fighting fires in the 1800s, late 1800s, early 1900s. I wouldn't want to live in those times. I really wouldn't. I don't think that was a fun time to live. Especially if you were a fireman. You had to deal with horses and cisterns in the street and freezing cold. And there's no way I would have dealt with that well. So, and I know 100 years from now, people are going to say, how did you ever live in 2024? Wow, crazy life. I would never have done that. Well, I wouldn't go back to 1924, I'll tell you that. My dad was 1 year away from being born. He was born in 1925. Huh. Could have been my dad's friend growing up. Wouldn't that be weird? It'd be like Back to the Future. It's one of my favorite movies. Back to the Future. Yeah. What would it be like going back? You know, there's a Twilight Zone episode starring, what was his name? Buster Keaton. And he was from the 1800s, and he invented this helmet to bring him into the future. And he was in the future. And it wasn't working out well for him. Because he didn't have a function in the future, and he wound up going back to the 1800s. That was a good Twilight Zone. My wife and I are hooked on Alfred Hitchcock Presents and the Alfred Hitchcock Hour now. I forgot how good those were. Yeah. Louis Vuitton selling a sandwich bag. Want to take this to work with you? $3,130. It's not actually a brown paper bag, just shaped like one. Imagine putting a tuna fish sandwich in a $3,000 bag. A family near Albany, New York, repurposed their giant skeleton decoration from Halloween. Remember that? Those big, like, 12-foot skeletons people had on their lawn? Well, what they're doing is to warn truckers about how low a bridge is up ahead. Good for them. This is something that a lot of people would fear. An 80-year-old man in India passed away, and that's what everybody thought. On the way to his funeral, the car hit a pothole. He suddenly came to. He'd been on a ventilator. At last we heard, he was breathing on his own and doing fine. He almost got to see who was at his funeral. Now, I guess they weren't going to embalm him, because once they do that, you ain't coming back. So, yeah. There was a movie like that. It was called The Premature Burial. It was an Edgar Allan Poe movie. Of course, the movie's nothing like the book, the story. But it starred Ray Milland, and he always thought he was going to die, but not really die. They would think he was dead. So he arranged his mausoleum. So if he got out of his coffin, all he did was have to pull a lever if he woke up in his coffin and the coffin breaks apart. And then he would have a drill press to push open the door of the mausoleum. If that didn't work, a ladder would come down and he can open the roof of the mausoleum and get out. And if that didn't work, there was a cup of poison to finish him off. So yeah, he does come to life. He opens the coffin. Tries the drill press, but he had been so long, supposedly dead, or in a coma, whatever, the drill press just broke apart. It didn't work anymore. Then he tried the ladder. The ladder came down and disintegrated into dust. And finally, he went for the poison. It was just a cup of worms. And he lived, and he couldn't get out of the mausoleum. Yeah, if you see it, it's on Turner Classic Movies from time to time. The Premature Burial from Edgar Allan Poe. Good movie. Well, this guy just missed having to do that. It's good to be rich. Back in 2010, back in 2013, Mark Zuckerberg paid $14 million for his house. He spent an additional $30 million to buy the four houses around him so he can use their backyards and keep them empty for privacy. Nice to have money, huh? If you're Mark Zuckerberg. Sunny and cold today. A little warmer. Highs near 3 degrees above. Right now it's clear in -5. 6:19 at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio refreshed as Civic Media Station. I'm Don Rose, and thanks for joining us here.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha. WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. Wisk Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WiskCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
It's all because of you. I'm feeling sad and new. You went away. Now my life is just a rainy day. And I love you so. How much you'll never know. You gone away and left me lonely. Untouchable memories seem to keep haunting me. Never loved so true that once turned all my gray skies blue. But you disappeared. Now my eyes are filled with tears. And I'm wishing you were here with me. Soaked with love, all my thoughts of you. Now that you're gone, I just don't know what to do. If only you were here, you'd wash away my tears.
That's 4 p.m. doing Sukiyaki, a 1978 version. It was done in the early 60s in Japanese. It wasn't done in English. And it was a big hit song by Kyu Sakamoto. Yeah, and he had a strange fate, Kyu Sakamoto. He only had that one hit song in America. He was bigger in Japan, but that was his one big hit song.
I don't know what I did.
And he had a strange fate. There was a story. This plane, you may remember this. I think it was in near Japan, near one of the mountains, and the plane was going down, and it kept circling the mountains, and it wasn't going to get any higher. It was eventually going to crash, and the people on the plane knew it. And it kept circling the mountain, circling the mountain, circling the mountain, until it just ran out and just crashed. Kyu Sakamoto was on that plane. No survivors on that flight, but this was his big hit song. This is 4 p.m. doing that song, though, Sukiyaki.
Because you took your love away from me. Oh, baby. You took your love away.
Obviously, the English language version of Sukiyaki.
Me.
If I could find the Kyu Sakamoto version, I'll play it for you coming up. Sunny today, cold with a high near 3 above, partly cloudy, minus 1 tonight, partly sunny, highs near 15 tomorrow. No snow in the forecast, really. But by next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 38, 40, and 40 degrees. Sounds like summer. Tonight, the Badgers take on Penn State in Pennsylvania at 7 p.m. tonight on WRJN Radio. At 6:23, I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here. Jim Messier, Carol G, and Forte coming up this morning at 7:06. We're talking about winters in Wisconsin back in the 50s and 60s. Should be a lot of fun. Hey, in showbiz news this morning, Neve Campbell said she's open to returning as Sydney Prescott for Scream 7 if there's a respectful offer. She says the franchise means a lot to her and she'd hate to see it burn. There's a young Sheldon spinoff in the works that will focus on Sheldon's brother George and his fiancée Mandy. I think this show is ending this season. He's not young anymore, Sheldon. That's the problem. Joyce Randolph from the classic sitcom The Honeymooners has passed away. That is my favorite show of all time. I know the dialogue from all 39 episodes. My brother and I can do the dialogue back and forth and not miss a beat. That's how much I love that show. Joyce Randolph passed away. She was 99. She was also the final cast member to pass away from the original classic 39 episodes of The Honeymooners. She played Trixie Norton on the show. And actor Peter Crombie passed away yesterday. Peter Crombie, you know who he is? You don't know his name, but you probably know his character. He played Crazy Joe Davola on Seinfeld. Remember Crazy Joe? He was, I think, on two episodes, or maybe three episodes of Seinfeld. Remember he was Paiachi, the clown, Crazy Joe Davola? And Top Gun 3 is in the works. I guess they don't say it, but I would assume Tom Cruise will be part of that Top Gun 3. That's something to look forward to. Okay, here's a couple of fun facts for you this morning. The guy who wrote the obituary for Elizabeth Taylor for the New York Times actually died before she did. He wrote it while she was still alive. They do that with a lot of celebrities. They write them up front, so when they die, they're ready to go. And he passed away in 2005. She passed away in 2011. The world's smallest park is Mills End Park in Portland, Oregon. How small is it? It's a 2-foot circle, and it's a designated park. There is a park in Milwaukee, and I can't remember the name of it. Kashug Park. It's not much bigger than this. It's a couple of feet, enough to put a picnic table on. And the Kashugs, which is, I forget where they're from, they celebrate once a year on that little patch of land with a picnic. Rod Lancer, who was the comptroller for the city of Milwaukee, also one of the founders of Summerfest in Milwaukee, took me on a tour once. And that was where he took us, Kashug Park. I can't believe I remember that. It was so long ago. What's something that seems to only exist to make people angry, beside me? Itchy tags on clothing. They don't really do that a lot anymore. Even on T-shirts now, they print it on there, so there's no itchy tags. Pop-up ads? Oh, yeah. I got this thing popping up on my computer for Cortana. Cortana was, I guess, Microsoft's version of some kind of, like, Instagram or something. It never took off. But I couldn't get rid of it. Every time I move the mouse in a certain direction, it pops up for Cortana. Well, they got rid of Cortana. It's been deprecated, which means it's over. They just use that fancy word. And now that pops up every time. Cortana's been deprecated. I can't get rid of it. Plastic packaging that's impossible to open and hurts your hands when you cut it with scissors and try to tear it open. Absolutely. It just happened to me the other day. I was trying to get something open. I couldn't do it. And I like when they put the scissors in those packages, so you can't even open it up because you can't get to the scissors to do it. A survey found the jobs Americans are most afraid of having. Here are the top three. Politician. I wouldn't want to be a politician for anything because you're never going to make people happy. 50% of the people are going to be unhappy with any decision you make. You know, when Mayor Corey Mason was in the other day, I said, you have such a calm demeanor. How do you do that? How do you keep yourself so calm? He just does. I asked Melissa Caprillion, I said, when you go into a supermarket, do people, you know, like jump up to you and say, hey, Melissa, get over here. I got this pothole in my street. What are you doing about it? She says, yes, all the time. People come up to her. Microbiologist for infectious diseases. Yeah, I wouldn't want to hang around those. And security guard at the teenage pop star's concert. I would think that'd be fun. I guess not. The top five things people do to start their days off right. This is what they say they do. Drink coffee, which I don't. Exercise, which I don't. Smile and think of something positive. I try to. Wake up early, and that I got to do. And meditate, that I don't do. No wonder why my days aren't started off right. I don't drink coffee, don't exercise, and I don't meditate. Maybe I should start doing that kind of stuff. Maybe I'll be in a better mood. What's the scariest thing that actually happened to you? People are sharing their stories online, and they involve things like ghost cats, doors that open themselves, and dreams when you wake up choking yourself. That had never happened to me. I have nightmares, but, yeah, nothing like that. I don't think I'm choking myself. I don't think anything wakes me. I don't think a nightmare wakes me up. I think when I wake up, I remember some of the nightmares. You have something called REM in your sleep, where it stops you from remembering all your dreams, or you'd remember hundreds of them, because you supposedly start a new dream every 45 to 50 seconds. That's what they say, anyway. 628 at WRJ, make it 629 now. Coming up at the top of the hour, a little after the top of the hour at 7 o'clock, Jim Messier and Carol Gianforte are talking about winters in Wisconsin from the 50s and 60s. That'd be a lot of fun. You don't want to miss it. It's coming up here at WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed a civic media station at 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. I'm Don Rosen. Keep it right here. News coming up right now.
Talk and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
CBS News Special Report, the Iowa caucuses.
Donald Trump pulled an even better than expected 51% of the Republican vote last night.
I really think this is time now for everybody, our country to come together. We want to come together.
With 21% of the vote, Ron DeSantis edged out Nikki Haley to come in a distant second.
We deserve a new direction under new conservative leadership. We deserve a president who will focus on the needs of our people, not on themselves.
The results enough to keep both Haley and DeSantis in the race, but not Vivek Ramaswamy, who finished fourth. He's dropped out and endorsed Mr. Trump.
This has to be an America First candidate in that White House.
Next up on the campaign trail, New Hampshire, where the three finishers all have events scheduled for later today. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has seven sets of proposed maps to consider as new boundaries for legislative districts are to be put in place by mid-March. They come from the governor and from Republicans, Democrats, college professors, and partisan law firms. The High Court ordered new maps in a landmark ruling in December. Public health experts say misinformation is contributing to a dangerous decline in vaccination rates in Wisconsin. Dr. Monica Wang is with Boston University's School of Public Health. She says lies about vaccines spread faster than the truth.
Health misinformation spread can erode trust in healthcare systems. It can lead to people delaying when they go to a doctor to seek help.
At the same time, cases of COVID, flu, and RSV are on the rise in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
It is brutally cold out there this morning. We have a wind chill advisory in effect today through tonight. The wind chill hovering between minus 25 and minus 30 here for a good chunk of the day. Windy, partly to mostly cloudy, 2 above for an actual high today. 1 below tonight, some light snow, 14 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 5 below.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I have three kids. I have a 15-year-old, a 12-year-old, and an 8-year-old. It's hard because it changes. I just showed him the other night the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And I said, Mommy seems good, doesn't she? I think against that backdrop, I really shine.
Just to listen to your breath, and I would stand inside my hell and hold the hand of death. You don't know how far I'd go to ease this precious ache, and you don't know how much I'd give or how much I can take. Just to reach you, just to reach you. Afford to sleep, giving away promises I know that I can't keep. Nothing fills the blackness that has seeped into my chest. I need you in my blood, I am forsaking all the rest. Just to reach you, just to reach you.
It's 6:36 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Sunny and cold today with a high near -3. Right now it's clear and 5 below zero. Coming up at 7:06, Jim Messier and Carol Gianforte are going to be here talking about winters in Wisconsin. Back in the 50s and the 60s. What was it like? What was the fun? What did you do here besides freeze to death? We'll talk about that coming up. Speaking about the weather, next Tuesday, a week from today, the high will be 38. A week from tomorrow, 40. And a week from this Thursday, 40. So there's hope on the horizon. A little bit anyway, right? 6:37 at WRJN Radio. Come to my window, Melissa Etheridge. Let's take a look at the news headlines this morning. These are the stories that we're watching in our news center. Stuart J. Waddles is our news director. Here's the stories he's keeping an eye on today. Another day of dangerous cold. The National Weather Service has the wind chill advisory running through tomorrow morning at 9. The advisory warns wind chills as low as 35 below zero, which could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes. People are being urged to use caution while traveling outside and to wear appropriate clothing, a hat, gloves, so forth. Warming centers are running throughout the area, and you can find the one closest to you by calling 211. Mayors of cities that need to sign off on a new train line are showing support. Kenosha and Racine leaders have had discussions about a Milwaukee-Racine-Kenosha rail line, with the Kenosha City Council voting tomorrow night on a resolution endorsing the service. The proposed resolution in Kenosha outlines the potential benefits of the rail service, emphasizing improved access to employment and education for the area. There's a public meeting in Racine County for today to talk about trying to get $11 million from taxpayers. The Burlington Area School District is holding a listening session today in regards to the referendum next month. The district warns failure to pass the referendum could lead to significant budget cuts. A Kenosha casino gets covered tonight at a county board meeting. The Menominee Tribe and Hard Rock International had already got approval from the Kenosha Common Council for their $360 million 60-acre casino and entertainment complex. It's near I-94. It's expected to create over 1,000 jobs and generate annual revenues of up to $8 million. The next steps for the project include a meeting of that Kenosha County Board meeting tonight to discuss the vote on the proposed casino. If they say yes, the Bureau of Indian Affairs and Governor Evers will take action. And finally, a Racine County native has been crowned the Wisconsin Fairest of the Fairs. Kelsey Henderson was chosen from 35 contestants at the annual convention. Henderson says she plans to use social media to advocate not only for the Wisconsin State Fair, but also the diverse county fairs in the state. And those are the stories we're watching in our news center. Stuart J. Waddles, news director here at WRJN Radio. Stuart will keep you on top of these stories and others throughout the entire day today here on WRJN. It's 6:39 right now. Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education services and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Hospicealliance.org. 6:40 now. 6:40 at WRJN Radio. You know, it's nice when you can combine drinking wine and inventions. A 64-year-old guy spent 3 years creating a full-body floating suit made out of 1,150 wine corks. Also, he surprised his family with it during their trip to Lake Michigan. He thought that he was nuts, but they loved it. There's a video of him online trying it out. Put the suit on, and he just float like a wine cork, I guess. A poll of cat and dog owners found 61% think their pet is smarter than the average human being. About 80% said at least as smart. On a related note, poll asked people to name the best things about adopting a pet from a shelter. The top answers include, you've changed their lives forever, you may have saved them from being put down, and you have a new best friend. We've adopted dogs from shelters before, and they've been older dogs, and they just love you. Now, they don't love humans like we love them. It's a different kind. But they all want to snuggle. They all want to get into their warm little doggy bed at night. They like playing in the background, backyard, going to the dog park. I loved my dogs. I had dogs for, since I'm a year and a half old. Never been in the world without a dog. Don't know what it's like. This last year, our dog passed away, and we didn't get another one. And, boy, every time I see these videos online of dogs being saved at shelters, or I read poems about dogs, we have 7 of our dogs, including my mom's dog, sitting on our shelf. Their cremations are sitting there in urns on our shelf, a little memorial to all our dogs. Oh, I love my dogs. Odd but true. And this one's kind of scary. If Facebook is still around and popular in the year 2130, there will be more dead people with profiles than living people. And if Facebook keeps on losing popularity like it's been, it could have more dead users than living users in about 50 years. Look through your phone directory. How many people are on there that are dead? I have a lot of them. I can think of about 5 or 6 right off the top of my head, and there's probably more if I search it. Yeah, you get these phone numbers, and I'm afraid to get rid of them. It's almost like my link to the dead. Not that it means anything. It's just I can't bring myself to get rid of my mother's phone number and my mother-in-law's phone number. And my dad didn't have a phone. And the people who used to work here, I have Lou Turner's name still in there. Tom Kramer's name still in there. And I have some other friends who passed away still in there. I just can't get rid of them for some reason. I don't know why. A lot of people have that. And my mother's, I tried to get rid of some of my mother's stuff. I got rid of her AOL account because I had her password. I don't have her password for Facebook. At least I can't find it yet. And every birthday, people wish her a happy birthday. Some of them don't even know she's gone. She's been gone now 4 years. But they keep wishing her a happy birthday on Facebook. My father was never on anything, so I didn't have to get rid of anything for him. He didn't care about any of that stuff. A wise man. You know, there are a lot of reasons why people lie. Anything from not wanting to hurt someone's feelings to not wanting to implicate themselves in a robbery. Most of them are mundane or even unnecessary because the other person may not even care or may not realize it's a lie anyway. 42% of people say they think their little lies are convincing. Another 42% admit that a lie has come back to haunt them. And 51% of people say they feel guilty when they don't tell the truth, even for something small. A survey also produced a list of the most common lies we tell. Here they are. I forgot. Yeah, right. I'll do it tomorrow. You know, that's not happening. I'm listening. No, you're not. I'm busy then. No, you're not. Nice to see you. No, it's not. Those are lies we tell all the time. You know what Harry Truman once said? I think he was one of our greatest presidents, Harry Truman. He once said that if you tell the truth, you never have to remember what you said. And if you watch Dateline or 2020 or any of these interrogation shows on TV, these people tell stories and then they ask them to repeat the story and it's different because it's not the truth and they forgot what they said. So Harry Truman was right. If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember what you said. The truth will just come out. Just repeat the truth. And so many of these guilty people keep telling different stories. They add facts. They change facts in their stories because it's not the truth. Interesting to watch them bury themselves in those interrogations. Virgin Australia is trying to make the middle seat more appealing by launching a lottery with $230,000 in prizes, including tickets to events and free flights. Anyone who flies in a middle seat will be able to opt in. I'll tell you what, I won't take the middle seat. I'll just take my chances without that lottery. I don't want that middle seat. How bad do you want your dream job? A Kentucky man played dead on TikTok for 321 straight days in order to get a job as a corpse on an episode of CSI Vegas. One of the producers said, quote, "It was a pleasure watching him work. He's a pro at the death thing." But I guess he didn't get it. I told the story yesterday when Kurt was in here. My mother and father were offered a small job on NYPD Blue at one time. My father was friends with the executive producer. They were good friends for years and years and years. And he wanted my parents to play a role on NYPD Blue. My mother was going to be a dead person and my dad was going to be a dying person. They owned a little store and it was robbed and they were shot at the robbery. And my parents said, no, they don't want to do it. They didn't want to be. I said, what do you mean? You could be on NYPD Blue. No, we don't. It's not us. We're not actors. No. So what the gentleman did was, who was a friend of my father, he used their names, Arthur and Harriet Rosen. And if you want, it was the second episode with Rick Schroeder. It opens up with the robbery and the shooting, and Rick Schroeder comes out. So who were these people? And the cop says, they were the Rosens. That's Arthur and Harriet Rosen. He said, okay, the Rosens. And one lady says, Arthur and Harriet were such sweet people. He used their names because he couldn't use them in the thing. So my mom and dad are immortalized. I can't believe they didn't do it. They really didn't have to do much. My mother just had to lay on a, you know, the thing takes you out, the little hospital bed or whatever that is, takes you out to the ambulance. And my father just had to do that, just moan a little bit. And they turned it down. Huh, they could have been immortalized on NYPD Blue. What's something that only annoying people say? Reddit came up with some different phrases that we hate to hear. Now, if you use any of them consistently, you might be an annoying person. I don't mean to be rude, but, which means you do mean to be rude. Let's agree to disagree. Oh, I hate that one. No offense, but, ugh, another one I hate. It was just a joke. Let's unpack that. I'd like to speak to the manager. I don't think I've used that in a long time. Oh, you did use it recently at a supermarket because they only had one lane opened up for checkout and there was a line from here to Kingdom Come. Here's the deal. Oh, I hate that. On TV, on reality shows, the cops always say that to the guy who's about to go to jail. Here's the deal. Why are you in such a bad mood? Live, laugh, love, and calm down. Or another one, relax. I hate when they say that too. Relax. And I want to relax. Don't like being bald? Hold on to your follicles for this one. Researchers in Japan say they're one step closer to curing baldness. They managed to grow mature hair follicles in a petri dish using stem cells from mice. They just published a paper on it, too. So we'll have some hairy mice walking around. You know what the funny thing is, though? I remember years ago, people didn't like being bald, and they didn't like bald. Now it's a fashion thing. People wanted to. They shaved their heads. And there are people with hair who shave their heads, and they can grow hair anyway. They'd just rather be bald. So bald is in. Who cares about the follicles and stuff now? They just want to, the look is in. Hey, if you're hungry, looking for a bite to eat, the North Korean government owns a chain of restaurants that has locations in several other countries, including China, Indonesia, Vietnam, and Malaysia. On the menu, dog meat. Still hungry? Think back to when you were in the eighth grade. Would you have ever thought of doing something like this? A 14-year-old in Florida stole over $13,000 from his grandparents and handed it out to kids at school. Oh, my goodness. Talk about end of life right there. I'm Don Rosen. You're at WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed. We're a civic media station. We're talking about winters in Wisconsin in the 50s and 60s coming up at 7:06 this morning.
This This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder.
Continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild.
Tony marries Margot for her money and is named heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger.
Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Christopher Robin and I walked along under branches lit up by the moon, posing our questions to our Dior as our days disappeared all too soon. But I've wandered much further today than I should, and I can't seem to find my way back to the wood. So help me if you can, I've gotta get back to the house in Brooklyn by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive, chase all the clouds from the sky.
Turn to Pooh Corner, Kenny Loggins. Got to interview Kenny Loggins once. As a matter of fact, it was on this station I interviewed him. And he said he hates going to weddings because they wanted to get up and sing Footloose. Free time at the wedding. He said, I want to sing. I want to just enjoy myself at the wedding. He's a nice guy. Yeah, it was a good interview with Kenny Loggins. I like that. 6:52 at WRJN, sunny and cold today with a high near minus 3. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around minus 1. Partly sunny tomorrow. Highs near 15, getting better. By next Tuesday, 38 will be the high. By a week from this Wednesday, 40. And the week from this Thursday, 40. So there's hope. Badgers at Penn State tonight, 7 p.m. on WRJN Radio. Right now, clear, minus 5.
Count all the bees in the hive. Chase all the clouds from the sky.
It's 6:52 at WRJN Radio. Got the top 5 food rules here. We love breaking all the time now that we're grown-ups. Not eating on the couch. You can't have breakfast for dinner. No snacks before a meal. And no sweets before bed. And you can't have dessert for dinner. Oh, all those rules. Oh, I break them every day. Isn't it great? You can do what you want when you're an adult. You can live and eat bad foods all the time. Half of parents say their kids have asked them to put down their phone. That's right. The kids are asking the parents to put down their phones. 69% of the parents admit it's hard, but they feel addicted to their phones, and it's tough. You know what I started doing? I put my phone in the bedroom, and I go out the rest of the house and leave it there. You know, like the old days when you were just didn't have a cell phone. I mean, if you went out of the house, nobody could get a hold of you. And you know what? Everybody survived doing that. According to the latest study, the most addictive foods are pizza, chocolate, potato chips, and the least addictive, cucumbers, carrots, and beans. Does that surprise you at all? That pizza and chocolate and potato chips are addicted? Potato chips especially. We started buying bags of Lay's potato chips, and they're gone within like 3 days. You take a little plateful, and then you take another little plateful, and then you just eat a couple out of the bag. According to a new study out of the University of Georgia, the biggest thing we could do to improve our marriages are keep it strong. Remember to always say thank you for the stuff your spouse does. Apparently, it's just that simple. Thank you. Thank you will do it. Yeah, that's not bad. I could do that. All right. Odd but true. JFK, Lee Harvey Oswald, and Jack Ruby all died at the same hospital, Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas, Texas. JFK died there after Oswald shot him. Oswald died there after Ruby shot him. And Ruby died there from lung cancer. You know that Cowardly Lion costume in The Wizard of Oz? They claim it was made out of real lion skin. I don't know if I believe that or not. There's something about that tells me it's not true. What's one sign to use to instantly identify someone who's an idiot? Don't not point to me. Here are the best ones we heard. People use big words to sound sophisticated, but don't know what they mean and use them incorrectly. When they used text speak in real life, saying things like LOL instead of actually laughing. And people who post chain letters on Facebook, if they do, Bill Gates will send them $5 million. You ever see those things? Yeah. You know, hold down and copy this message and send it to all your friends. Does anybody do that? I never do it. Secret to a happy marriage. Keep the thermostat in your house at 72 degrees. Research has found that 55% of couples argue over the temperature in the house. But 72 is the best compromise to make sure no one gets too cold or too hot. We did that last night. My wife said, raise it to 72. Yeah, that happened last night. Yeah, 72 degrees. So that's so true. Odd but true. Singapore Airlines has a special compartment in its planes to hold a body if someone dies on a flight. You know, they do that in cruise ships. They actually have a morgue on the cruise ships. Because, you know, a lot of cruise ships have elderly people on there and people die. So they have a morgue, and now they have one on Singapore Airlines. How many people are dying on flights on Singapore Airlines that they need that? There's a new dating app called Bald Dating, and yes, it's for bald people and the people who want to date them. Okay. Police in Toronto pull over someone whose plates expired in August of 1989. How did you get around? How did they not catch this person earlier? 15 alleged mafia members in Philadelphia have been indicted, including guys known as Joey Electric and Tony Meatballs. Don't you love those names? Hey, Tony Meatballs, come here. Sounds like out of Goodfellas. Remember all the guys in Goodfellas? You know, Joey Double Talk, whatever his name was. Remember those names? Joey Electric and Tony Meatballs. Scientists are now using artificial intelligence to create the smell of Europe in the 16th century. That's before there was indoor plumbing. So I'm sure that's going to be a pleasant odor. There's a company called Crash Baggage, and they sell brand new suitcases that come pre-damaged. Their bags come scratched, dented, and beat up, so you don't have to worry about what happens to them. If you're interested, the bags start at $250. Beat up luggage. All right, that's what they're selling. I don't know why who would want that, but yeah, all right. Oh, let's see what else we have for you. A survey found people only spend 45% of their time at work actually doing their job duties. That doesn't mean we spend the rest of the time slacking off. We spend 16% of our time in meetings, 14% emailing, doing business emails, 12% doing administrative tasks, and 8% dealing with interruptions and people like me on the phone, which was part of your job. So I guess you should be doing that, right? All right. Hey, it's 6:57 at WRJN Radio. Coming up in just a few minutes from now, we're talking about winters in the 50s and 60s. Here in Wisconsin, Carol Gianforte and Jim Mercier are here. They'll be in studio in just a few moments. Sunny and cold today with a high near minus 3, partly cloudy tonight. Lows around minus 1, partly sunny with a high near 15 tomorrow. Right now, it's clear, minus 5. Don't forget, tonight, the Badgers, men's Badgers basketball team will be at Penn State, 7 p.m. on WRJN Radio. And don't forget, this weekend's Packer game at San Francisco, live on WRJN Radio. Don't miss that, right? I'm Don Rosen. You're at Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refresh, WRJN at 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.